Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! How incredibly awesome is this? We are going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, very choshev sugi of Tkiya Shofar, and we're going to be basing ourselves in the Sefer of Hagon HaGadol, Rav Aaron Levin, Zeichet Tzadik Kodesh Livracha, who was Beis Din in Rishon Galitzia before the war, and he's at the beginning of this Shtikl Torah. It's brought in a Sefer Adrash V'Yir on Parashas Pinchas and Maimer Am Ein Dalid. He says that this is written in Risha on the 21st of Cheshbon in the year 1932, I believe, Tafresh Sadi Beis. He says that I was in the, he used to be in the Senate in Warsaw, and he spoke about all the Shrek L'Chatzaris that the Jewish people are experiencing, especially with the economic downturn in his country. Many Jews have been destroyed, rendered destitute because of this terrible matzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shad Abrahamon, this is in between the two world wars. It's noira, noira, noira. They didn't know the worst was yet to come. Chmana Litzlan, Rachmana Litzlan. And he said that before I got up to speak, I started thinking about this sugya, about the sheet of Maran ben Chabib, Rosh Hashanah Chav Tes Amad Aleph, who says that if a person who blows shayf from Rosh Hashanah, he's not the shliach of the kol, he's the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's shliach of the Rachmana. Like you find in the Mikdash, the Kohanim were shlichim derachmana, but not shlichim didan. They were Hashem's shlichim, not our shlichim. And so too, a person who's blowing shofar is Hashem's shliach, he's not our shliach. And he says, Chob nishka hatzat, trachten wegen dem. I didn't have time to think about this sugya. I was busy, and then when I came home, I was ma'ayin. I came home for Shabbos. And then I wrote down some Haoris. And now I don't have much time. I only have a few minutes because I'm going back. Brian Levin, he was an Av Beis, he was a God, he was a Pesach, he was a Ruf. But he also, I was busy with the Tzorche HaKlal. So he says, these are just some Gargire Machshavas I had on the Sugi, the Kapas Tamarim. Brings a Raya for his Shita. That a person who's Takeh Barosh Hashanah is not the Shliach HaKol, he's Shliach the Rachmana. From what it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and of Chavteh, Samad Aleph, it says there that Reb Nachman holds that a Chatzi, Evet Chatzi Ben Choyrin, Afla Atzmo in a Moitzi B'Tkiya Shofar. He's not even Moitzi himself. Why? Because the Tzad Avdus cannot be Mapi, cannot be Moitzi, the Tzad Chayrus, because he's half an Evet, that can't be Moitzi. The Tzad that is free, and this is Shver, in Ba'atzmo lo yuchal et koya. So if he can't blow for himself, then how's he b'chal yotze? Because if you can't do it for yourself, you're also not allowed to make a shliach. So how could anybody else be blowing for him if he can't do it himself? If you can't do it yourself, you can't make a shliach. It's a klal in the Gemara. It's because of this, the Kapas Tamarim, the Maran ben Chaviv was medayek. This Maran ben Chaviv went from where the Maran ben Chaviv lived all the way to Poland. That toikeya lo ave shliach adidon. The Tokeh is nisht unzer shliach, zu lo shliach shelanu, rak shliach ad rachmana, hu rak ha-shliach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umeoto tam, chatsi evet v'chatsi ben chorin yochol lacet b'tkiyat ha-acher. Afilu she-be'atzmo for himself, he cannot blow zi shofar. But somebody else can be motzi him, because that person is not his shliach, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu shliach. Hu kmo kahanim davi shliach ad rachmana. Like the Kohanim who are God's shlichim. Because they can't be our shlichim because we can't bring karbonis. So how can we appoint a kohen to bring our karbonis? From Dante's Gedreng, and from here we learn, from here it's Mashman. No, they're not our shlichim. They're shlichim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. So to the person blowing the shofar is not our shliach. Because you see, the Chatzi Yev, the Chatzi Ben Chorin can't do it himself. How can you appoint a shlich? It must be that they're shlich of the Rachmana. I ain't Kiddushin Chav Beis Amit. Come give him on Beis. Nidar Lamed Helmet Beis, this is sold. If we can't do it, you can't make a shliach. So adds Rav Aaron Levin, Hashem Yingoyim Domo, the Nazis killed him. His son was a professor in YU. Rav Yitzchok, his grandson's a famous lawyer in Washington, Natty Lewin. Zerchat Tetzayim, but the Nazis killed him. Hashem Yingoyim Domo, but I want to make his lips move in the kever. Keep him alive, it's a big schus to keep Holocaust survivors, Holocaust victims alive, learning their Torah. So Ledaiti says Reb Aaron, near Litzadeit, that even if we assume that Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Choyrim, The toikeya is a shliach of Rachmano. That's only a chati b'chati ben chayrin. Aval b'sha'ar odom shechaveru motziya b'tkiya shayfer ein achinami. The toikeya is our shliach. He's not shliach of the Rachmano. Why? Why we're mechalik? That if it's us, then he's our shliach. This is based on a ritvan kedusha and of chiv gimel. It's brought in the Tshuvas Maharam Mintz in Siman Yud Zayin, who said that even though we say that Kohanim are Shlichei Rachmano and they're not Shluchei Didon, that's because you can't have something that we can't do ourselves and we can make a Shliach. But that's Dafka, says the Ritva, brought in the Tshuvas Maharam Mintz, Bekorbanu Shel Yisrael. But if you have a carbon of a kohen, not a carbon of Israel, a carbon of a kohen, then you can't say mika midi, because the kohen can do it himself. Ein achinami. The kohen on makriv is the shliach of the kohen ba'al carbon. He's not shliach l'rachmana. Ein sham. V'doyim elazeh kosev apnei Yeshua b'kiddushin. L'nin hashchita. That a person who shechs the carbon is the shliach of the bailim. He's not shliach of Rachmana, because shchita k'sher b'zarmim. We can point to shliach. We don't need to come out to shliach of the Rachmana. They can be our shlichim. So then, let's use that logical construct and say, apply that to our case as well. We can say, if you have a chati, ben chayrim, mika midi. And in this, it's okay, a shliach of the Rachmana. Only by Chatzim and Chatzim and Choyer, because he can't do it himself. Mashenkin, B'shar Adam, Shelo Shayach Lomar Mi Ikamidi. Ein Achinami, Shatokeh Hu Shaliach Shelanu, Velo Shliach Rachmana, because for us, I can blow. So if I can blow, I can appoint a Shliach. However, Bigger Svaras HaRitva B'Pnei Yeshua. Is it sad to say that it's Tolui with the Nishaila of he done an Evshim, Jain done him? Like the Gemara discusses, can you talk when you learn a case of Evshim where it's possible from a case of Evshim? You can't. If you learn Evshim, Evshim, then you can say, like we said before. If you don't say Donim Evshim, Evshim, you can't judge what's Evshim from what's Evshim. Then we could say, like we said before, that we don't say by Kohanim that there's Shlich the Rachmana. Why? Because Mika Midi is only when it's low Evshir. That's when our Kohanim Shlicham of Rachmana, where it's low Evshir, Karbanu Shel Yisrael, or other Avodis. Because the Kohanim can't be Shlichim Didan, can't be our Shlichim, because of Mika Midi, you can appoint a Shlich for. And therefore, we have to say that there's Shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Abo B'Korbanu Shel Kohen, Obi Shchita B'Korbanu Shel Yisrael. But if you have a carbon of a Kohen, or if you don't have Shchita, a carbon of Yisrael, or a carbon of Yisrael can do it himself, there it's Evshir, so ain't Donim Evshir, Mishi Evshir. By E Evshir, Shlich the Rachmana. But by Evshir, you can do it yourself, Shlichei Didan. Yeah, I forgot to say this year should be Aschus for Gilu Shana Basnechi Gidl Zahar Shil Kayama. And for Rabbi Avram Shragan Mal Gestel, Baruch HaVatzal Chosei Yadav, and Rabbi Gil Amir Ben Penina, Baruch HaVatzal Chosei Yadav. But if we say that yes, Donim Evshir, Mishi Evshir, that you can judge, you can, yes, judge a case of Efshir from a case of Efshir, so we could say no. Just like Rekabonu Shal Yisrael B'Shar Avodah Zbechrech, the Kohanim are Shlich the Rachmana because of Mika Midi. So the same applies Rekabonu Shal Kohanim B'Shchita, the Kohanim wrote Shlich the Rachmana. Aye, there, it's Efshir. They could be Shlich the Don. But Donim Efshir, Mishi Efshir. You can learn Efshir where it's possible from a case where it's impossible. The impossible case can be the paradigm, can be the model for the case of Efshir. And according to this, the svar that we wrote by Chatzim v'Chatzim ben Chayrin, we said, Rav Aaron wrote, svar that we said by Chatzim v'Chatzim ben Chayrin, that the dokeya is shlich l'rachmana, because he can't be shlich l'idan. Mashen came b'shar odom. Shev she shlich l'idan, he can be our shliach. And therefore, he's shlich l'idan, like the Kabbalah Samar wanted to say, but that's totally in the shayla of he done him efshir, mishi efshir. Oh, ain't done him. If you can learn, if you don't learn efshir from me efshir, then ain't a chinami. You don't learn efshir. Efshir here, we can do it ourselves. So therefore, he's not a shliach. You can't learn from the case of efshir where he has to be shliach of the rachman. Or you say no. Maybe done him efshir, mishi efshir, and therefore, even when he's blowing for us, who can't blow for ourselves, we also say zob zach that done him, and that he's shlicha rachmana. Beautiful, beautiful. And with this, we can be miyashev divrei Rambam who paskins in the third paragraph of Chumash Matzah Halacha Gimel. Ayid vos es matzah b'loy kavane. A person eats matzah without kavana to be yotze, like the goyim coerced him. The halacha is yotza, like we find shalchu le'elav hudu shmo v'rashon chesam ad aliv. And in the second paragraph of the shofar halacha d'ad, the Rambam paskins shebetkiya shofar ein yotza matchi is kavin shmei hamashmia. Betkiya shofar, the Rambam paskins that you have to have kavanah to be yotze, and the ganzevelt shuckled. The ganze Welt dort gefragt, the kashi, it doesn't make sense. There in Rosh Hashanah, there in Chavches, Rabbi said, and this that it says, kfa'u v'ochal matzi yotzef, he was coerced, and he ate matzi's yotzei, zoso meres, that must mean, that if you're tokei alashir, if you're blowing just for the music, the shofar, you're yotzei. And we asked, from the fact that it says you have to have kavanah, and yotzei nashi chavim shemei hamashmiya, so how can it be that tokei alashir the yotzei? The Gemara answers no. Achi chavi shemei hamashmiya is not that they should be yotze, that their kavana is that they should hear a shofar, and not that they're hearing the sound of a donkey braying. But really, you don't have to be going to be yotze, just like kafu v'chomatzi yotze. So now it's shver in the Rambam. Rambam says stoma achi iskavim shemei hamashmiya. The Rambam omits the okimt of the Gemara that it's not kavana to be yotze, but that it's kavana not the Erech Hamor. It says, Mashmi, you have to have kavana to be yotze. You have to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. And it can't be, because that doesn't go together with the halacha of the guy who forced you to eat matzah. You don't require kavana. You're yotze no matter what. So it has to work together. If you don't need kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah matzah, you also don't need kavanah to be yotzei tkiyah shofar. So how could the Rambam paskin davar v'hipucho? On one hand, you need kavanah to be yotzei tkiyah shofar. On the other hand, you don't need kavanah to be yotzei achilas matzah. The Gemara, you see, they go together. Logically, they go together. What's going on over here? Rambam dwells in before Shea Rambam. But based on what we said, we can say that l'chayra, you can ask him what the Gemara was doich at the very rava. That it says that okay, the shir yotzef, and the fact that it says hashi is kavim shemei mashmiya, mashmiya that you require kavana. How does the Gemara know they were talking about kavana le mitzvah? Maybe they were talking about kavana le shlichus. That the shemei and the mashmiya should have kavana, that there should be shlichus here. That the mashmiya, the one blowing, is the shlich of the shemei. They both have to have kavana. It can't be a shlich bal kocho, but kavana le mitzvah you don't require. And this kasha was already asked by the Yeshua Yaakov and Orachaim Simit Samech. That is Gemara now. So we asked the kasha, and how do we answer the kasha? With a kasha. Why does the Jew always answer a question with a question? I don't know why. Yeah. So this kasha, so how does Gemara know we're talking about kavana to be yotze? Maybe we're talking about kavana what? For shlichus. However, אם נאמר שהתוקע אינו שליח הדידן, רק שליח הדרחמנה. If we say that the one blowing is not our שליח, he is rather the שליח of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As you see from Chatzi Abed Chatzi Ben Choyrin that he's Yotze B'tkiyas, because the Tokeh is not his Shlich. He's Shlich the Rachmana. So it's very good. Shebitkiyas Shofar, you don't need Shlichus. You don't need Shlichus B'tkiyas Shofar, because the Tokeh is not our Shlich. Who is the Tokeh? The Tokeh is Shlich the Rachmana. And since the Tokeh is Shlich the Rachmana, so it can't be that you need Shlichus, that you need Kavanah Shamaya Mashmiya for Shlichus, because you don't need Shlichus. The Tokeh is a Shlich the Rachmana. He's not our Shliach. And that's if you're dunning Efshir Mishi Efshir. You can learn Efshir from Efshir, meaning you can learn a regular guy from a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim. That even in the case of a regular guy, he's not our Shliach, and therefore Bechreach the Gemara is talking about being Yotzei Dechova. Mashein Kein. Im Ein Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir, but if you don't learn Efshir from Efshir, you can't prove anything from Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim. There it's different because Loi Efshir. But if it's Efshir, then he's Shluch Adidan, like we explained. So then again, we have a Shverkeit. How does the Gemara know Achi is Kavet Shemayim Hashemayim means for the mitzvah? Maybe it means Shlichus. So the Gemara would only seem to make sense in Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir. But in Ein Danim, then maybe since the Tokeh Shlichus Didan, and maybe Sha'achi is Kavin Shemaya Mashmiya is talking about what? The Kavanah is for Shlichus. Because it needs to be our Shliach. Because Ein Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir. And since here it's Efshir that he can be our Shliach, we say that he has to be our Shliach. And that's Kavanah Shemaya Mashmiya. Mashen Kein, it's Efshir. But if it's Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chor, and there it's Taka talking about. There, Taka, you don't need Kavanah Shlichus. But the Gemara here is talking about a regular, going for a regular guy. There may be an each Shlichus. Im Ein Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir. Because when it's Efshir, you don't need Shlichus. When it's Efshir, to have a Shliach, then you need Shlichus. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. So the whole Gemara only can be Im Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir. You learn the case of Efshir, regular guy from Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorim, and not Im Ein Danim Efshir Mishi Efshir. Because then maybe the Gemara is Shomei HaMashmiya is talking about the Shlichus, and therefore it's not a kasha on Su Akum Lechol Matzah. Okay, so now we take it a step further. According to this, we can say, based on what the Melo Aruim proves, where he talks about Danim Efshir, Mishi Efshir, the Melo Aruim was a Sefer of Klalim on Shas. So there where he talks about Efshir, Dunim Efshir, Mishi Efshir, that Rav holds Dunim Efshir, Mishi Efshir, from the fact that we dash in above a Kama and Aleph Amid Aleph Atav Chol Machar Ma Mechir Ala Dei Acher Atvich Ala Dei Acher, that it says Tvich and Mechir, just like the Mechir is with somebody else, so to the Tvich can also be with somebody else. Tvi Mechayib Dalet Vehe. Aye, we could be mechalek. How can you learn tvicha mechira? We could be mechalek. Mechira, I'm sure you need somebody else. Mashen kein tvicha. You could do without somebody else. You could do it on your own. So how can you learn tvicha from mechira? Shma mino. We learn from here that he holds that donim avshur mishi avshur. That's the hipuch das haritva on makas stuff. Hey, right, Rabbi holds ain't donim avshur mishi avshur. Okay, not getting into that. But according to this Melo Aruim, based on the Gemara Baba Kama, Rabba learns Efshir Mishi Efshir. So therefore, the Gemara had Gefrek Giyat, the Gemara has the good Kasha. According to Rabba, you all done him Efshir Mishi Efshir. So when it says Achi Yiskav Mishmeya Mashmiya, you can't say that it's talking about to be Motzi Yidei Chova, because you don't need to be Motzi Yidei Chova, because done him Efshir Mishi Efshir, just like Efshir, just like in the case of Chati Yavad Chati Ben Choyrim. He's Shliach Derachmana, so to a regular person, he's also Shliach Derachmana. So Achi Yiskav Mishmeya Mashmiya is Nishkin Edenbegin, is not talking about the case of Kavanah Av Shlichus must be talking about being Motzi Dechova, and that's a steer. How do you say you need Kavanah to be Motzi Dechova? When by Matzah you don't, the Gemara says, Kasha Rava L'shita, so... That you see from Shofar Yiskav Shemim, which means Mechitzah Shlichus Kavanah. Masha'en came by. Matzi said, Mitzvahs don't require Kavanah. And therefore the Gemara had to answer, no, you know what she's coming to me means? Really? And with the Sriches Kavona. And what she's coming to me means? Laafuke, to exclude a case where he thinks it's a chamor. You have to have Kavona to hear Kiyoshkoifer. And not when a chamor is making his shit sounds. But the Rambam Paskins. The Chorah, we can say. That the Rambam learns, ain't on him Efshir Mishi Efshir. And that's the halacha. That's Stamba the Shas Bakom Makom. Ain't on him Efshir Mishi Efshir. And if so, the Shitasa, the Gemara's Kash is not Shver at all. It says, Ashi is Kavin Shomei Mashmiya. Kasha doesn't start because you know what she's coming to me means for shlichus. Because ain't done a mevshim shi'efshim, and therefore a regular person needs a shliach, needs to make a shliach, not like a chatzi av chatzi ben choirin. So therefore the Gemara's kasha doesn't even start because we're talking about kavana l'shlichus, and we don't have to come out to the Gemara's ukimta no la fukei a case where it's kavana shemei mashmiya for a chamor. No. The Rambam doesn't have to come on to that. So Rambam can learn Pashat Ashi's Kam Shemeya Mashmiya means for Shlichus. And never the Rambam omitted the Gemara Zukimta of the Chamor. And we Pashat Loshana Rambam. Paragam Shofar Locha Aleph writes Mitzvah Shalt Korver L'Shma Tura Shofar. It's Much that the Rambam holds. That's Pekia Shofar. The whole mitzvah is the Shmia, not the Tkia. And so understands the Lecha Mishnah. So if so, the Tokea is not a Shliach at all. Not ours, and not Hashem's. But I'll call upon him. That's a ha'ara. But before the ha'ara, we understood why the Rambam was mashmit the Gemara Zukimta, because the Rambam learns that ain't done him Efshir Mishi Efshir, and therefore. When the Gemara says that you need Kavanah Shemei HaMashmiya means for Shlichus, and not for a Chamor, and not, that's the Gemara's Ukimta, that Shemei HaMashmiya is. That you need their Kavanah, that it shouldn't be the braying of a donkey, but rather what it should it yes be? It should yes be to hear shofar, but not that you need kavana to be yotze. But the Rambam omitted that. Gemara Zukimta, because the Rambam holds that ain't done a mevshir mishi efshir, and therefore you need shlichus by a regular person. You need shlichus by a regular person, and the Gemara says you need shomei o mashmiya. It's talking about shlichus, and therefore the Gemara's kasha doesn't even start, so you don't have to come on to the ukimta. And then we made hara that the Rambam's lashon is l'shmoya tura shofar. It's mashmiya all mitzvah shmiya, and you b'chal don't need shlichus. And not our shlichus, not shlichus rachmana. Now, like we wanted to say in the Rambam, that they're our shliach. Shius Yankov talks about this, Rav Aaron in a Sefer Birchas Aaron, Maamar Tzadi Zayin talks about this. But we're not finished yet, sweet friends. The Ran in Rosh Hashanah and the Sigur Mitzvichas Kavana writes Mimi Yashiv the Rambam, who paskins that Kafu Lechol Matzah Yotza. And he also paskins that Shofar. You require Kavana. So how could it be by Matzah you don't require Kavana? And by Shofar Achis Kavim Shemim Hashmi, you do require Kavana. The Ran says that the Rambam will learn that really Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. And therefore, he holds by shofar that you require tzkachis kavin shomei amashmiya, and that he paskins kafu v'achol matzah yotza. The reason is because matz is different; that you're nenen, it's like chalav min arayis. That's your chayiv, even if you're not miskavin, because you're nenen, like the Gemara and the Rosh Hashanah wants to be mechalik. According to the Havamina, the shiny matz mishofar the achol matzah rachmona v'achol avalachas zichron truksiv. And the Gemara is doicha this chilik between matzah that you're nene and zichron shrua that you should require kavana, that the matzah you don't require kavana because you're nene, and the Rambam doesn't like this dechia, says the Ran. But why b'emes does the Rambam not like what the Gemara says, not accept what the Gemara says? And if the Gemara is doicha this chilik, why did the Rambam give this chilik a place? Again, the Ran says the Rambam was miyashiv the stira by saying that you know why kafu v'achol matzah yotza? Because you're nene. But normally mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And the Rambam doesn't like the Gemara d'doicha d'chilik. The Rambam wasn't. Why? So it would appear that we can explain by first bringing up the kashif taisin Rosh Hashanah and divra maschil amar Rava that the Rav is medayik. That mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, but okay, l'shir yatza. And then he asks from kfu v'ocha matzah yatza that you don't require kavana. He didn't ask. He proved from kfu v'ocha matzah yatza that you don't need kavana to be yotza, and therefore okay, l'shir yatza. Why does he have to take it out of a diuk? Why doesn't he just bring an open price on psachim kuf yadalad on the base? It says a furish. Achol matzah shlo miskavin yotza. Wouldn't that be great? Bring it from an open brisa. Why does Rav have to be medayik that mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana about tokei l'shir yotza from kful v'achol matzah yotza? You don't have to be medayik. It says achol matzah shlo miskavin yotza. First, you don't need kavana. So it would appear that the Gemara is asking on the Iker Diuk of Rava. Rav is midamit ki yashofar l'achilas matzah. Pshita, the Gemara says, Pashit, of course you can be midamit ki yashofar l'achilas matzah. And then the Gemara answers, no. Mao the same there I would have said I could have made a chiluk. It's not so pashut to learn tkiya shofar from a chilas matzah. Because we would have said, Mao the same matzah, there it says you have to eat matzah. And this person ate matzah, and therefore he's yotze. Abalach zichron shrua, ksipid here it says zichron shrua. Vai misasik ba'alman, if a person doesn't have kavanah to be yotze, he's like a misasik, he doesn't intend to do it, and therefore he's not yotze. So kamash malan, then no. You don't need kavanah for tkiya shofar either. But we have to understand b'emes why we're not mechalek this way between matzah and shofar. The chayr, it's a good chiluk. There it says to eat matzah and you ate matzah. You did what you had to do. You were nene. Mashen came by shofar. You have to have kavanah. So in order to understand this, we can explain based on the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, there's a machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If achila adyadchak shema achila, das Rabbi Yochanan, that it's not achila. Das Reish Lakish, that achila adyadchak, this forced, barely considered eating, is considered achila. And look in Yeridan Simon Kufyud Gimel, and according if so, we can say that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is holding like the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan, that achila adyadchak is not achila. And the Gemara holds that just like if a person forces himself to eat but he really doesn't want to eat, it's very, really hard for him to eat. It's not considered achila, so to when other people force him to eat, it's also not considered eating. And it's a kosh came. When a person forces himself from his own will and he eats, it's not considered eating. When other people force you, V'vadai that it's not considered eating. And since this is the case, you cannot be mechalek and say that the reason that if you were forced to eat matzah, you're yotze, is because you're eating matzah. And the Torah says to eat matzah, you ate matzah, because it's not called eating matzah, because achilat de'etchak is not called eating. And therefore, it's muchach. You can't say that eating, when you are forced to eat, is considered eating, because achila de'atchak is not considered achila, and therefore it's muchach if achila de'atchak is not considered achila. So how are you possibly yotze when you ate this matzah al de'atchak? So it must be that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. That you don't require kavana, and therefore yotze. And you can't say, no. Here the Torah said to eat, and he ate, he was nene. This is not called eating. So he's not yotze because because it's considered eating. Because it isn't considered eating. So why then is he yotze? He's yotze because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. You don't need kavan at all. And that's really what the Gemara means. Mao the same hasimachu matzah marachmana. V'ochal. There, it says eat matzah. And he ate. Kamash malon. What's the kamash malon? That achila de kfiya bitchak is not considered achila. And if it's not considered achila, then again, you can compare matzah to shofar. And just like by matzah your yotze, when you were forced to eat and you ate, so too, tokei l'shir, your yotze, because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So you're going to ask me an obvious kasha? If we say that when you're forced to eat, it's not considered eating, so be'emes, why should this achila pater from the chi of mitzvah? Even if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, but he didn't do anything, it's not considered achila. It's not considered achila, so how can he be yotze? The answer is that we can say that the Torah was not makpid that it should be achila gemura. Because even if he eats, shelo kederech achila is yotze, bala matzah yotze, even though shelo kederech achila. Look in the note, Yehuda and Yeridah, Simon Lamed Hei, and Aruchayim and Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Mishnah Lamelech, and Perakei Mechusel, they are terfenes, Mishnah Lamelech, who's mistah, we call mitzvah sefi yotze shelo kederech achila. There's a big discussion about this in many achronim. And many people say that you're yotze. The only thing is that when it comes to achilas issur, the Torah says you're only going to get malchus, Torah Kodesh Baruch Hu's rachmanis, b'achila gemura. But today mitzvah yotze b'achila koldu. So it doesn't have to be achila gemura. So therefore, you're right, achila de'atchak is not considered achila. So don't say they're yotze, it's achila, because it's not considered proper achila. You can say, oh, the person was nene. It's not considered achila. It's enough that you're yotze the mitzvah. But kfa'u! But how are you yotze? He was forced. He doesn't have kavana. So it must be that mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But if mitzvah tzrichas kavana, then you're not yotze b'kfo'u v'ochal. He's no kavanas mitzvah. So there's two different inyanim here. There's the oifen ha'achila, and then there's the kavana l'mitzvah. So when we talk about the oifen ha'achila in achinami, you don't need proper achila. What about kavana l'mitzvah? So we have to say mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. Mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana by matzah. And don't say it's because he's nana from the matzah, that's why he's yotze. No, he said it's not achila. It's not achila. So it must be because mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So therefore we can say the same thing by tkiyah shofar, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So now, for the kasha of Tosfos, why did Rabbi prove b'pshitus mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana? From the fact that it says explicitly psachem ocham matzah below kavana yotza. So based on what we said, it's beautiful. We can be medayik mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, because there we cannot be doicha like the Gemara was doicha. That the reason you're yotze is because ochel matzah rachmana v'ochel, because it's not considered achila, since he's eating ayde adchak, and therefore we have to say mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But if we would have learned from the Mishnah of ochel matzah but like kavana yotze, we could have been doicha. No, there. Echol matzam rachmana v'ha'ochol. There it's considered proper achila. Because there we're not talking about achila ideat chak. In our Gemara, kfu v'ochol matzah, we're talking about achila ideat chak. And that's not considered achila. So why? We see yotzei, if it's not considered proper achila, it can't be because the hanas achila. So it must be, despite the fact that there wasn't any hanas achila. It must be, despite the fact that there was no hanas achila, that he's yotzei because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But there in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, Psachim, Mishnah Psachim is a different story. In the Mishnah and Psachim, it's not a chiyah de'atchak. So maybe there, it's not going to be tzrichas kavana, ain't tzrichas kavana is yotzei. Why is it? Because he got hana. So now that we've come to this point, we can say as follows, that since the svar of the Gemara that doesn't want to be mechalik between tkiya shofar and kfo v'ochol matzah yotza, to say shiny matzah, d'ochol matzah marachona v'ochal, because the Gemara is learning like the shita like Rabbi Yochanan, that achia de'adchak is not considered achila, so zachinu ledin, that the one who holds that achia de'adchak shema achila, ain't achinami. Ain achinami. If you hold that achila de'adchak shema achila, the chiluk between matz and shofar is a good chiluk. And you can't prove that mitzvah tzrichas kavana, maybe really mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but here yotzik is the hana. And therefore the Rambam is correct. Because he holds like Reish Lakish that achila de'adchak is considered achila. Look at the Gemara in the Rambam Perakit Chesmur Shabbos Locha Gimel. And therefore the Rambam Paskins. Kful Vocha Matzah Yotzah. Since Achia De'adchak Shema Achila. You know why Kful Vocha Matzah Yotzah? Because of the Hana. Because he was Hanene. And that's enough to be Motzim. He doesn't need actual Kavana. And nevertheless, he passes by Tkiyah Shofar. You require kavana. You can't learn from matzah because mitzvah is tzrichas kavana, but matzah is different. Because shiny matzah, docha matzah, rachmana v'achal. Because according to the Rambam, achila de kfi is considered achila, and therefore the hana, that's enough to create a kavana. Mashen tein Tkiyah Shofar. There, you need actual kavana. So now we are matarit to the Rambam beautifully, how the Rambam can paskin full vocha matzah yotzah, and also paskin it kavanas to shomeo mashmiya kafuv vocha matzah yotzah because that no, and it kavanas shmiya because normally it's tzrichas kavana. Okay, advarim ayin flam yeld, and when you give ourselves a bracha, we should be zoche lumo la melishma v'las l'kaim is kolav yisamot rosh be'ahava. And for those who want to see, you can look in the sefer drash va'iyun. And Osayin Dalit, Pashas Pinchas, he has another little piece at the end to explain the Gemara, and then he concludes that I'm mamish in a rush, I have to get back to work. Mamish, that's where he was doing in life. He's busy with all the tzaras of Klal Yisrael, and he's able to write these Chedushei Torah. Think of them and then write them down. Pilei Plaus, no. Should be a schus for us, a schus for him. Yusis Sais of Dovis Bekever, Amen, V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.